We're in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, and we're up to Sif Chav Vav. Yochol Lomer Bifnei Ein Yehudi Kol Amachaber Eino Mafsid. You're allowed to say in front of a non-Jew, whoever puts out this fire will not lose. This is called Remizah Kederech Tzivui. You're not being Mitzavehim Mamish. You're being Meramiz, but it's Derech Tzivui. You're not allowed to say it in second person, but you are allowed to say Kol Amachaber in third person Eino Mafsid. Now, why can't you say it directly? Chazal Aser Amira here, because we're afraid that a person is going to get all confused and actually put out the fire on Shabbos. Well, as a reminder, they told me you couldn't even ask a non-Jew. Whereas, in the case of saving a life, for example, of course you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to take somebody out. Taking out a mace, you're allowed to ask him if someone was nifter, the body shouldn't burn. Or also to take out svarim. As far as the order, obviously, to save a life would come first. And the halach is that for kavod abrius, a mace would come even before svarim. Further, v'chein kol kayotzu b'zeh behezek haba pisom kagon nisroa chavish shal yayin yochalikra in a yehudi afal pishavada yisak nena kashiyavi kashiyavo. You're allowed to call in a non-Jew without telling him what to do, and he'll go and fix it. Or you could even be meramis to him in anything that happens suddenly. And Chazal were afraid that if they wouldn't be matter this, you'd end up putting out the fire yourself. Now the Beis Yosef says that it's even if it's not something sudden, but you knew about it before Shabbos and didn't get a chance to do anything about it. But the poskim don't seem to go with that. Says the Ramon now. Hagav v'chol adinim haniskarim b'dini avleik anim ila b'imehen. These halachas were in the olden days. Aval b'zman shanu shruim b'neinim Yehudim. Today that we're living among non-Jews, you're allowed to put out a fire. There's sakonis nefashis. What's a sakana? The non-Jews were known for looting during a fire, and a person will stand up to protect his money, and he's misakin himself. It means it'll come with a sakana. V'azoriz harei b'zeh meshubach. U'mikol mokma akol lefi ha'inyin. D'mohayu betuchin v'adai shein shum sakana b'dover Yisrael osur l'chabos. If you don't think that there's any sakana whatsoever, then you can't put out the fire. Aval b'chshar sakana sofik mutu l'chabos. Even if you have a sofik, if there's a chshar sakana, you're allowed to be mechabe. Afilu hadleiko b'beisr sholeinu Yehudi v'chein noagim. Further, v'davka l'chabos hadleiko dav ha'malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But davka to put out the fire, because kibui is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, you're not creating something, you're just getting rid of a fire that's threatening the house. V'yesakonim lo yikova, and there is a remote chance of sakana. Aval osur l'chal Shabbos k'dei lahatzil momin, but you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save money. And you're not allowed to do a doraisa unless there's a real chshar sakana. Says the Ramah, v'im over v'chilo, someone was mechal Shabbos, that's even in Nisr d'Rabbanan, and he did it b'shogeg. Tzorech l'hisanos arboim yom sheni v'chamishi. He should fast 40 days on Monday and Thursday. V'lo yishte yayin v'lo yochol basar. The night after the fast, he should not have meat or wine. V'yitin b'makom chatos yudches pshitim litztaka. And for a karban chatos, he gives the value of v'chatos, which is this amount of money. V'im yirtza liftos hatainis. And if he can't fast and he wants to pay for it instead, yitin bat kol yom shneimas pshitim litztaka. Now, lahalacha, we paskin. All of this is for tikkunim. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a good thing. And it only works for a shogig. For a mezid, none of these things would work. It means these tikkunim are necessary for a shogig. For a mezid, needs something more.